It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
The crones, they got chocolate-covered orange wedges. The juice just dribbles down your chin. The wedge of the actual fruit is covered with that thick, dark chocolate, you know?
Oh, boy. How'd you write the stuff one that I'm in a donut?
You listen to a tape of our pre-show meeting.
That's it.
The Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to our program. I have sinned, ladies and gentlemen.
No.
Someone left birthday cake here, and yes, I did have a piece of birthday cake before we started the show.
Out in the rain.
I am very, very guilty.
You were afraid it was going to make you sluggish, and it didn't make you sluggish.
No, I had the sugar rush when I went into the beginning of the show. Didn't somebody say that doesn't happen? That you don't get the sugar buzz?
I've not heard that. I believe in the sugar buzz.
I do too.
I heard a nutritionist or someone that's in fitness say that the whole thing, might have been on the Today Show, that the whole idea, you know what it is? Medical myths. Dr. Nancy Snyderman.
Nancy Gold.
One of the myths. We're going to have Jamie Gold on today.
And his real name is Gold.
One of the myths is you give kids white sugar, and they bounce off the walls. That is a medical myth.
I don't believe it because do you remember the day you cut my hair?
Hey, Beth Ann, hold on a second. Get that book, that Nancy Snyderman book that you forged your signature on.
Here's what we're going to do.
And bring it down here because seriously, that's in there. That's in the medical myths, and I will read what she said.
51. Let me see. 151.
No, that's a kind of rum.
You're playing along at home. It's page 151 of Dr. Nancy Snyderman's book.
Please open your Nancy Snyderman book,
and
your hymnal,
and sing
151.
Eating sugar does not make cancer spread faster.
Well, that's settled.
That's a truth right there. What's the other?
What if you feed the sugar to the cancer?
I don't know.
Does it make the cancer hyper?
I'm not sure. All right. Truth. Frozen fruits and vegetables are just as nutritious as their fresh counterparts. That's a truth.
Yeah,
I agree.
So that's something. I don't know where it is. I thought she had it.
You know why it's not in there? Because it's true.
You made it up.
I did not make this up. I swear to God. Somebody help me. Hold on.
On this?
Oh, dear.
Let's go to
he's turned.
Barbara in Virginia. Then we got to get our first buzz here. Barbara, what can we do for you?
They had an actual study on the BBC program where they had a birthday party with full of fruit, one full of sugar, and they divided the kids up. They didn't tell the parents which party they went to.
Sure.
And the kids with the activity that was crazy was in the fruit section, but the quiet reading activity and the sugar. And the kids that had the fruit were more jacked up than the other ones.
Okay. Well, there's lots of sugar in fruit, though.
There is, but it's natural as opposed
it's
to, you know,
fructose.
We've always seen like Pop-Tarts. You mentioned Mentos, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Instead of
I'm
sucrose.
Looking for kids, right? I swear to God, she said this. I'm not lying. Hold on. Talk amongst yourselves. I'm enough.
Buzz has turned his computer on. Do you have a picture of Nancy Snyderman in a thong?
Yeah, I do. What do you think of this, Rob?
Oh, I think that's why. You know, she never dresses like that on the Today Show.
I didn't know she had a pierced navel.
Next time she's in studio live, we'll have to.
Oh, my God. Is that Lynn?
Can you believe how beautiful
she is? Does that one get
is?
Up on the website, too?
I sure hope so.
Hey, Beth Ann, can we put this one on the website, too? Go to MikeOMaraShow.com. Excuse me.
Michael Merriman.
Michael Merriman.
Mike is excited.
On MikeOMaraShow.com, there is a picture of Lynn modeling one of our thongs. Can we put this one up, too?
Boy, she's
this is just as innocent. It's not nude.
Wait a second.
No, it's like a bikini.
But you don't even know your last
page,
name.
Page is loading again.
I do know.
I'm out of wire here.
Boy.
There we go.
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah,
she has got a rocking body, doesn't she?
Doesn't she?
Wow.
Let me see. She's
helpful.
We are the luckiest boys in the world.
We really are.
All right, I'm looking under children.
And aren't I lucky?
I believe so.
Yes.
You're lucky, but I was very angry that you forged the doctor's signature because
I thought you liked me.
You were lucky to get a call from me last night.
I was lucky.
That's
children.
Very nice. I called no one
I'm
else.
Really sorry to be stopping the show
the
looking for this.
Children.
Cold medicines and sugar.
What's he looking for?
He's looking for
a child.
The effects of sugar on
she
children.
She said this. I heard her say this on the Today Show.
Hmm.
Do you want me to put one of the interns?
58. Oh, yeah. That'll. You know when we would get that? We would get that Labor Day weekend.
I found it.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I think that's also acceptable.
See, that one can go up there, too. Okay. All right, go to MikeOMaraShow.com. Look at our first modeling. Oh, my God.
Yeah, see?
Wait a minute. Did she send those to you?
Yes.
When is she coming back?
Well, soon, I hope.
Can she dress like that?
As soon as we invite them.
It's very, very exciting. Let's go to Scott in Kansas. Scott, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. I can't do a show with you showing me those pictures.
Okay, I'll stop now.
Scott, what can we do for you?
Or not.
Hey, Mike, I love the show.
Thank you.
Love the things, too. On the wrong answer... Things, yeah, the wrong answer ones. What about the Tom Gavinish green dragon from Tic Tac Toe when you picked the wrong square?
I don't have that sound effect.
I will have to find it. That's a wonderful idea. We'll see if we can hunt it down. Mm-hmm. Another good note on the program, the Belcher. We had the Belcher on the old Don and Mike show.
Yes.
And the Belcher has apparently blessed us
He's
with
back.
some new
mischief.
I love it.
I have it handy.
Oh, you do?
I was able to locate it.
I want to thank the Belcher because I don't know. I look at this almost as a rite of passage.
It sort of is, isn't
and
it?
This is the Belcher. I don't know the names of some of the shows he calls. But
I think you'll recognize this host right away.
This is the good guy. This is the douchebag guy.
It is.
Let's listen to the Belcher with his new offering, just for the Mike O'Mara show.
It's you. Oh, perfect.
Bring it up again, and we'll vote on it.
Oh, you're on the radio.
Hi, Bob.
Hi there.
How are you?
Okay.
Long time no speaker.
Long time.
Yeah, this is Mike O'Mara's liver. I was thinking maybe I should retire or go out on disability or something.
Michael
O'Mara.
Oh, turn your whatever it is down if you can.
Momentum?
Turn your momentum down, yeah.
Momentum.
Momentum.
You talking to me? You're on the air, too. Hi.
This is Mike O'Mara's taint. Is my liver called?
Yeah.
And there you have it.
Bravo.
Keep them coming, Belcher.
Oh, nice return.
We have on the line, before you start your news, I think you'll appreciate this delay.
All right.
This is Lynn.
Hi, Lynn.
Lynn,
hi.
You modeled those thongs, huh, baby?
Yes, I did, and I wanted to thank you for all the nice things you said.
Oh, you're amazing.
May I see the picture while we're talking to her,
Lynn,
please?
Lynn, can I tell you that more people have hit those pictures today than almost any we've posted on the MySpace page?
How's that, wow. Bud?
Thank you.
Abda.
He's having some of those strokes again today. I'm very concerned. Can we get a blood pressure cuff for Mr. Burbank?
And,
please.
You know, Lynn, you don't need to wait for an invitation. You can come by any time.
That's right.
Okay.
Beth Ann, can we get a clarification as to whether we can put Lynn's other photos on MikeO'MaraShow.com? I think, really, you're going to laugh, but I think they're very tasteful. And don't say it in my headphone, please.
I agree.
Please don't do that.
I don't think there's anything wrong with them.
No, I'll have to take another quick look.
Just like modeling in any catalog, isn't it, Lynn?
It is.
Yeah, exactly.
To me, they taste delicious.
It's like a bathing suit, like you said.
That's exactly. All three of them we get them on? Oh, all three will be up on MikeO'MaraShow.com. And you're fine with that, right, Lynn?
Perfect, yes.
If you would like to see lovely Lynn,
she's fine with it.
One of our finest buzz babes modeling the buzz babe thongs.
Yes, you'll see her coming and going.
Go to the photo section of MikeO'MaraShow.com. Lynn, we look forward to our next BYOB Friday when you come in and say hello to all of us, all right?
I will. Thanks. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, baby.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye. There she goes.
Yeah, isn't she wonderful?
My God, sorry. Lost my train of thought. Let's go to the first buzz of the afternoon.
When does the show start?
Here he is. This is fun. This is one of them days. I'm not even going to remember it when it's all over.
Fun to come to work, isn't it?
Buzz Burbank, what do you have for us today?
Mammograms, of course.
Okay.
They're an important thing for early detection and treatment of breast cancer.
Mm-hmm.
But some women's breasts are just too darn dense for doctors to see through on your traditional X-ray.
You know who told me that? Dr. Nancy Snyderman.
After looking at Beth Ann.
Too dense.
Like concrete.
Young women, they say, are especially dense. So sometimes all that
isolate that and you're going to be in trouble for the rest of your life.
Exactly. Or a hero.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes that breast mashing they do for mammograms just doesn't really help that much, doesn't help the doctor see. So now radiologists are looking at women's breasts in 3D.
Very cool. I like that.
Using the same technology as the ViewMaster you might have peeked through as a kid.
Really?
Yeah.
So they take a picture of the breast, and then they look at it like you'd be crazy looking through the ViewMaster.
Stereo vision, shot with a couple of cameras.
Do you know what the best ViewMaster I ever had was?
What?
Zorro.
You remember that?
The old TV show of Zorro.
I remember mine of Disneyland. Clearly.
I might have had a Hogan's Heroes ViewMaster, too.
Disneyland, the Grand Canyon, those were all great.
I still have Graceland.
That's
I have
very
a Graceland
cool.
Wow. ViewMaster. Yeah, it's very
that is cool.
Cool.
I think, are we talking about the same thing? Is
yes.
it the thing where
it's a
you,
disc.
You clicked it like a picture?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. And the disc goes
and the
in.
The disc goes in as a circle.
A stereoscopic viewer.
I get it.
And they even did cartoons and things that were in 3D or so
like
it appeared.
That. I
also remember Charlie Brown, but it wasn't like drawn pictures. It was like clay figures
right.
that you could photograph
very,
in 3D.
Very 3D.
You know, when I had my mammogram, the one thing I remember, excruciatingly painful
yeah,
also.
Yeah, they flatten you between those two.
Because they have to really crush the breast.
You know what they got? It's breast mashing machine.
It is mashed potatoes.
Well, now doctors have this for breast exams, and these new 3D cameras are a lot cheaper than other technologies like MRIs. How about that?
The ViewMaster. Mm-hmm. Everything old is new again.
Now, fake boobs are another story, especially when they're worn by a man wearing nothing else but a thong and a wig.
Horst.
Hey, how are we coming on the jingles?
We're still awaiting approval from the man upstairs.
Bunnies. Really?
Yeah.
Like the big guy?
No. The Hughes guy.
Okay. Thank you. He's here, you know.
Well, that's why I said upstairs.
Very good.
I mean, if it wasn't him upstairs, I was talking about Jesus Christ, and well, he doesn't care about our jingles.
We going to get him, do you think?
I think so.
All right,
because good. The big guy, he wants him.
Oh, he does.
Ah, well.
Yeah. Okay, very good.
That is good news. Mm-hmm. In Manchester, Connecticut, a 42-year-old man was arrested after allegedly strolling along I-291 in a wig, a thong, and fake boobs. The man was found later fully clothed, collecting cans behind a restaurant.
Is this Manchester, Connecticut?
Mm-hmm.
It's like next door to my hometown.
I know.
I mean,
you know
my small.
Guy?
I learned to drive in Manchester, Connecticut. I went to my driver's ed there.
So did this guy.
Bet it was Chad Ram.
I wonder what Chad's doing now. Hitting other people in the head with a hammer. Thank you, Chad.
The motto, save water, bathe with a friend, didn't apply in Portland, Oregon this week. In fact, the city dumped nearly dumped millions of gallons of water and closed the main water plant after two people were caught skinny dipping in the city's reservoir.
Oh, this glass of water doesn't taste right.
It has a hair in it. It's
like that. Oh, dear.
Oh, that is bad.
It was a very, very hot night, unusually hot for Portland, Oregon. This 20-something couple, Ryan and Ashley, were cited for trespassing after being caught in the reservoir at 3 a.m., fortunately, they were swimming in a part of the reservoir the city wasn't currently using.
Well, don't. I mean, stuff gets into reservoirs all the time. Disaster. Birds poop in it.
It's like a big open thing.
It is. A reservoir. Well, I mean, that's the nature of a reservoir.
This is the city's main drinking water supply. And actually, last year, because some vandals dumped paint and flyers into that reservoir, the whole thing did. They did have to dump millions of gallons of water.
Paint and flyers? What do you mean, flyers?
I guess it was some kind of environmental protest or some. I don't know the details. So, this is last
it's
year.
Not as bad as when the Joker turned the reservoir into strawberry. Jelly. Now that's a crisis.
Is that before or after he actually ruined the cosmetics?
What's that?
Well, that's the, you know,
oh, different
new and improved
one.
Joker brand.
Way before, like 30 years before.
Got it. Okay.
Cesar Romero.
I don't follow that.
Hello there, Rob.
What's under your white makeup?
I understand you liberated a xylophone from NBC. Batman.
A Tulsa, Oklahoma couple has been busted for having over 150 bestiality videos.
Jeez, that's gross.
Isn't it?
Just on sheer volume. If they had two.
Yeah.
Well, who doesn't have two?
We all have two.
Not an illegal amount.
Just to experiment.
Did they make them themselves?
Yeah, they allegedly shot some of these on their own, including at least three featuring Diane with dogs. The videos were reported to police by the person who found them, Diane's son.
Oh no.
How
old?
A teenager. Okay. Still disgusted, don't you think?
Pretty horrible.
Do you want to be him?
How many DVDs?
150.
Supposed to be man's best friend.
Well, you know, man can be woman. You know, make the rib and the whole thing.
That's
like that.
True.
In Florida.
Really shouldn't have brought the Bible into that.
I was
retrospect,
studying that.
Probably
yeah.
not
you
a
always
real good
do,
idea.
Mike.
I know I do.
You champion the Bible.
Holy man.
Try to stop him.
Holy man.
In Florida, of course, another teacher has been arrested for doing some of her male students. But.
In the butt?
No. There is a butt.
Quote the Bible quickly.
Sorry.
This teacher is 60 years old.
Yeah!
And one of the students is 17.
That's nice.
Hello. Who would like some extra credit?
Young man says he's been with her at least 15 times.
That is so gross. It's not even funny. This is the grossest sex news you've ever had. 175 bestiality DVDs.
150.
Followed by the 68-year-old lady with the kid.
Yeah, this one kid, like I said, 15 times, and in one of those times, he says another male student joined them.
Oh, God. And she's 68?
No, 60. 60.
60. Well, oh, I'm getting the numbers wrong all over the place.
60 is the new 55.
That is
You're
nasty.
Right, Rob.
Thank you.
Wow. The graduation ceremony at Saratoga Springs High School was ruined this year by a 19-year-old dressed in a costume that closely resembles a complete set of male genitals.
Ew.
When the cops ran after him, he ran away, but he didn't get far because the costume wasn't exactly built for speed.
Mm-hmm.
The prankster, who actually graduated last year, is looking for a career in art and entertainment, so this shouldn't really hurt his permanent record.
You're an idiot.
Was he wearing a cap and gown?
No.
The cap anyway would fit, right?
Yeah, I could have used a cap.
Probably ran all over town.
I says, oh, my God, look out the window.
Oh, there it is,
there
man.
There he goes.
You ready for that review, or are we out of time?
We are out of time. We're going to have to get that on another time. Buzz's porno movie review.
There's so much to talk about.
What is the film you reviewed, just out of curiosity?
From Wicked Pictures, the film is called The Craving.
The Craving.
The Craving.
Mm. Yeah, baby. We're going to try to get to, I want to give you a good spotlight for
I understand.
That, okay?
We'll get to it.
But the show's gone haywire, and nothing's really going to change.
No.
If you're a Charlie Stuang Stavulak fan, get ready, ladies and gentlemen. It's time for you to play the best game show ever invented. Mm-hmm. You've heard of the power of 10, correct?
Right.
Yes.
How about the power of 1?
Wow, is it even harder?
With your host, Charles Stuang Stavulak, the power of 1, even more difficult than any game we've ever played.
I can't wait.
You must respect the power of 10. The power of 1, not so much.
If you get on the air, 877-365-3636, you will be able to play the power of 1.
Have you talked to Charlie about it?
Charlie's very excited.
How many contestants do we need?
As many as we can get. Okay. We're actually going to have a gazillion of them, and Charlie's going to be wearing a tuxedo. So call to play the power of 1. I'm not sure we'll give away any cash. That's just the warning I wanted to give all of you.
What kind of game is that?
877-365-3636. It's Stuang Stavulak. It's the power of 1. It's a lot of sound effects and much fun coming up on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.